Subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great month. He has granted us this great month. The greatness of this month, me or you, we didn't decide this. Rather, the holy, generous Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the master of the two worlds, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he, in the last portion of Shaban, in the final days of Shaban, he announced himself that a very great month is about to come to you. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he defines something as great, then can anybody gauge or imagine how great that must be? Can anybody? There are all the months are there. And the barakat, the blessings of Allah are there in all the months, but especially about this month, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, and with regards to its greatness and how elevated it is. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with regards to the greatness of Ramadan, explained that this is such a great month, so many blessings will be in this month, that the thawab, the reward of nafal, optional deed, will become equivalent to a compulsory deed. Now we know the difference between nafal and fard, optional and compulsory. Just like the pious predecessors have stated, the pious elders have stated, that one fard and one nafal, the difference is such that if you pray nafal for the rest of your life, you cannot compensate or fulfill the equivalence of a fard, of a compulsory prayer. So here in this month, the greatness of this month, the barakat, the blessings are so much that in this month, that one nafal thawab is equivalent to the thawab of a fard. So then how great will be the reward of a fard? Normal compulsory, it will be increased 70 times over. So the biggest point here is that in this month, any good deed, nafal, optional, extra, it does just mean nafal salah. Any nafal good deed, any optional, voluntary, extra good deed, even if it's a small scale deed, then understand that that good deed will be equivalent, the rank, the grade of a fard, of a compulsory. And we have the nafal salah, which we leave normally. And in this month, we need to be extra careful that in these 30 days of Ramadan, that we can't get the barakat of the deeds in any other month that are present this month. In no other day or month has Allah Ta'ala given such a great reward. Allah has increased the reward 70 times over. And about its greatness, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned another example, that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given such a night in this month, Subhanallah, which is greater than 1,000 months. Subhanallah. Whatever action you do, then it will be greater than those 1,000 months of the deeds. And one night, how much is one night if we think? Yes, just for a few hours. Yeah. And after Maghrib, the evening starts. It's just a few hours. These are short nights, aren't they? They are short nights. So 1,000, for example, months of ibadah you do, this night will be greater than the durood that you recite. This durood you recite on this night will be greater than 1,000 months of that durood. So the dhikr you will do in that time will be greater than that. So Allah Ta'ala has given so much reward in this month. Allah's Nabi says, mentioned, it's a great month. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for this? What is it that Allah Ta'ala has instilled into this month? It stated, لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In this month, the special, you can say, property, feature of this month for the Ummati, that the 11 months, the rest of the year, they spend in negligence and not aware of what they're doing. So in this month, Subhanallah, they will get the refreshment of those deeds, they'll get the reminder of those deeds, that after that, these people will become muttaqis. Subhanallah. So you know that a muttaqi, there will be muttaqis in Jannah, in paradise. Subhanallah. Taqwa will be at the heights, really high. So due to this practice, rehearsal, effort, working hard, the things that Allah Ta'ala has given. So for practicing to do good in this month, through which a person, a human being, he will become a muttaqi. Fearful of Allah, conscious of Allah. Allah has given a beautiful month in this one. Allah has created this month. Now the reason for its greatness is just this, that there's a great action taking place in this month of taqwa. Now without taqwa, a person can't succeed, can he? If a person doesn't have taqwa in his life, he cannot succeed. That's the ruh, the soul of his whole deen. The ruh of the whole deen is taqwa. How can we live a life without taqwa and depart from him? We will not attain anything. Anything. This is Allah's mercy and karam. He's given us this whole month in which the human being, he practices, rehearses all those deeds, he does good, and he makes effort. And Allah has also given us an ibadah of fast, the deed of fast, which includes and it contains all the ingredients that allow us to practice automatically the things that make us a muttaqi. So, for example, what we're doing at the moment, Allah has made a stand in this month. Allah Ta'ala says that, for example, if you take example of a building, if you take something out of the foundation, it will collapse. So Allah has given the fast as the pillar of this month. And on these deeds, Allah Ta'ala has kept the fast as a pillar. Everything is adhered to and stuck to the fast. And all of this collectively together is fasting. So all the ingredients are including within the action of fast, which will make a person a muttaqi. Even if he doesn't want to become a muttaqi, but he has to keep the fast further. But via the fast action, if he wants to keep the fast, if he does it correctly, not that just hunger and thirst and reducing food and parathas morning and evening and biryanis. This is not the objective. Pakoras and onion bhajis, mashallah, other delicacies. The person wants to keep the fast, observe the fast properly. He has to have this niyada while keep the fast. When he keeps the genuine fast, the proper fast, then all those amal deeds automatically will come into his fast, through which by the evening a person can become a muttaqi. A muttaqi. So about those things, we, alhamdulillah, in this month, in this, via this verse, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. What are those deeds that develop a person into a muttaqi? We have to see, we're seeking those through this fast action. What has the action of the fast taught us? Those things Allah Ta'ala says do during the fast, we should be regular and consider that deed will make us a muttaqi, conscious of Allah. And what we're doing now for 30 days, if 30 days we can practice this continually, regularly, then after that 10 years, 2 years, 3 years, 1 year left of our life, or 2 weeks, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So as long as a person is alive, then he practices these things correctly, just like we have done during the fast, alhamdulillah, then he will become a muttaqi, he will depart this world as a muttaqi. Yes, for which, what great glad tidings and good news the Quran has given about the muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. On every page you will see the praise of a muttaqeen, because the deen is taqwa. Deen is taqwa. That's it. And you see all events and stories and history of the previous nations, and Allah Ta'ala mentions on every page that this person didn't have taqwa, he wasn't a muttaqi, they were destroyed, and those who Allah Ta'ala has praised, who Allah Ta'ala elevated and made great, with great grades, Allah Ta'ala said they were muttaqis and I gave them great rewards. So 30 days, a person can get very used to something, and if he practices for 30 days something, Allah Ta'ala has put barakah in it, blessings. If a person practices fast in the right way, then after 30 days, alhamdulillah, then a person gets the proper habit. He's used to doing that same thing for the rest of his life. You'll be shocked and amazed that, look, you see, Allahu Akbar, what is that Allah Ta'ala has given to us in the barakah? What is it that doesn't have barakah in this month? Yes, and Abi Umar, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَةُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَاهِرِينَ. This is a hadith in which it is stated, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu stated, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, that eating in the morning, when you eat the pre-dawn meal, suhoor, sahri, yeah, some people say breakfast, but when it's the niyah for fasting, becomes sahri, suhoor, we call this alhamdulillah. It is such a fantastic action, such a great action. Sehri, suhoor, the pre-dawn meal. Allah says, "Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna nabi." The Allah Ta'ala's angels, they send rahmas and mercies, prayers, inna Allah, and Allah as well. Allah Himself and His angels upon the people who are observing the pre-dawn meal. Allah Ta'ala sends mercies upon those people. Subhanallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatu yusalluna ala nabi. Just like about durood, those who recite durood, Allah says, me and my angels send mercies on those people who recite. Here about the sahar, suhoor. Now here, what a great month in the morning to wake up and say, I'm going to keep the fast. There's so much barakah and action that there's a mission behind the action of fasting, a great mission, because the fast will make you the muttaqi. So the food will be pure, the action of the pre-dawn meal will be pure, and the angels at that time are sending barakat, prayers of barakat and blessings and mercies for those people. There's so many virtues of eating the pre-dawn meal. The 70 sahaba, they narrated the virtues, the hadith of the virtues of the pre-dawn meal. 70 companions, noble companions, narrated hadith about suhoor. So much barakah in suhoor. The Prophet ﷺ said that suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, sehri, Allah spoke so much barakah and blessings in this. There's so much barakah, blessings in sehri. And of course, if there are great mercies coming, the Hazrat Abdullah bin Haris radiallahu anhu said, the one companion, he said, I heard from a companion who was presenting the service of the Prophet ﷺ. What a scene. The Prophet ﷺ was observing the suhoor pre-dawn meal. Rasulullah ﷺ was eating the pre-dawn meal before the fast, and the sahabi was present, and he said, the Prophet ﷺ said, come, you also be included and come and join into this meal. Allah has given this, don't leave this. These were the words of the Prophet ﷺ. Don't leave this. This is a special barakah Allah Ta'ala has given. You should sit down. Yes. And he gave the advice, if you don't get anything, even a little morsel of the dayton to drink the gulp of water, that's good for you. Enough for you to attain this thawab. Some people, they eat in the night, so they just eat and go to sleep, so that their sleep is fulfilled. And such people who fulfill their sleep, they don't even pray fajr. What tahajjud will they pray? When Allah says that this month there's a great, a nafl becomes fard. Yani, in other words, we are so weird human beings that 30 days we can't even control our nafs, our desires. Open Jannah, open playing field. We're being saved from the adhab of hellfire. And look at these small scale deeds. But we don't even try to attain the rule for this. We'll go in our stomach, won't it, the food? Okay, you should eat according to a schedule. When you break the fast in the evening, eat, of course. But be careful, just eat enough so that you leave a bit of room. Because there's so much barakah in suhoor. There's barakah in iftar. Eat in the same way that you get both barakah, both blessings of iftar and suhoor. Not just you burden your stomach at iftar time, there's nothing left for suhoor. So much barakah Allah has kept. It's amazing. I was thinking myself. And person isn't accustomed to eating in the morning. He has niyyah, how will I eat in the morning? Allahu Akbar. But when he starts to eat the suhoor pre-dawn meal, the stomach opens up. Allah gives that permission and capability as if we're used to eating the pre-dawn meal. Yes, and I was thinking for quite a long time that subhanallah, who can reject this barakah of Allah? There cannot be that during the rest of the year, 2:30 a.m, you get up, you start eating, or you start eating something, you don't feel like it. But when you have niyam for suhoor, pre-dawn meal, Allah Ta'ala gives you the capacity. Is this the time to eat, you think? But easily you have the breakfast at that time. Very easily and effectively. So can there not be a greater sign of barakah than this? The Prophet ﷺ said, come, this is blessings, and you also come and join in. And the Prophet ﷺ said, don't ever leave this. And this was the message for the whole ummah, for the whole ummah, for the Muslimin. So all these things Allah has given for which reason? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah has given us signs. In the, Allah says, attain these blessings. And through this, what will happen? Allah says, ongoing, that if you practice this for 30 days, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, then for the rest of your life, this will become your custom and practice, and you will attain taqwa. So in this, the most important thing that the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned is, as I explained, sahar, suhoor, sahri, pre-dawn meal. The muttaqis, this is the soul of the muttaqi. Taqwa, the ruh of the muttaqi. Because the muttaqi has an attribute, a quality, that you get the message of taqwa from this. Ramadan gives us this message from this month. From this message, from this month, from the action of fast, from this great month, Allah has given us beautiful rules that nafal becomes fard. And another reward, Allah says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ramadan, within Ramadan, whether it's day or night, every moment, every second is acceptance. Allah says that I've kept giving you the opportunity to state an accepted dua. Whatever a person asks for, Allah ta'ala will give. Subhanallah. In other words, Allah has instilled that quality in Ramadan, that whatever you ask for, I'll give to you. Allah says in Ramadan, especially, Allah says that at any time when my servant asks from me, Allahu Akbar. And special statements Allah Ta'ala has taught us, that Allah says that this is the time to ask from me in Ramadan. Whoever asks from me, whoever pleads to me, Allahu Akbar. Allah is greatest. Such a scene takes place that Allah Ta'ala, via the angels, Allah Ta'ala looks to the angels, announces that is there anybody who comes and asks for forgiveness, I'll give you this. Come, ask, supplicate to me, I'll accept your supplication. Ask me for your needs, I'll give you your needs, I'll fulfill your needs. Ask me to remove your hardships, I'll remove your hardships. Ask me to remove your difficulties, I'll remove your difficulties, Allah says. Subhanallah. So this is that time in which Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, for the human being, Allah hears his supplication, his prayers throughout the whole of Ramadan. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates in a hadith that every night of Ramadan, in every night it is announced that whatever you ask from me, ask, I will give to you. And every moment Allah Ta'ala has kept in this month, in the nights, in this whole month, any time if you do dua, the time of pre-dawn meal, night time, iftari time, dhuhr time, fajr time. And these are great times. Obviously the last third of the night, raise the hands and ask from Allah. Subhanallah. Asking from Allah, doing dua to Allah, this is the sign of the muttaqi. Why? What's the reason? That in the dua, Allah Ta'ala has put a quality, a feature. That the biggest feature of dua is that the human being who is in this world, present here in this world, every moment, every second he passes through different phases, different experiences, problems, difficulties, worries, and downward trends, and then the influence of shaitan, and shaitan invites to despair. And whenever a person has a sadness or distress or illness, alongside that, in parallel with that, stuck to that, comes despair. Yeah, despondency. But the muttaqis, fearful of Allah, when they get difficulties, they don't get despair. The muttaqis who are fearful of Allah, who possess taqwa in their life, they get many more problems. Today, if I read to you the letter of Hazrat Sayyid, my Shaykh, you'd be amazed. What a great personality, great Shaykh. And he's presenting the sketch of his life to me. I don't have that letter next to me, otherwise I'd read that letter to you. Just a few words you hear now. Listen, a beautiful letter Hazrat Sahab wrote to me, and he said to me that problems are there, old age is there, illnesses are here, my hands aren't working, functioning, and difficulties have increased. And Hazrat wrote all these, and I was amazed reading this. Difficulties, problems, illnesses, difficult conditions, hands aren't functioning fully, body is weak and frail, daif, and nothing, no assistant. Oh my Mawla, it's your fadl, your blessings, your generosity, you are the one to give. Subhanallah. What a great, great wali of Allah. He is presenting his condition and asking. In other words, so much encouragement a person gets, that happiness, ease, and the glitter and glow of the life, this is not our objective. That great wali of Allah is saying that I've got all these issues, but my relationship with Allah is robust and strong. So what we see here, that there were challenging times for Hazrat Sahab. There was illness, difficulty, there was no assistance, and difficult, and physically Hazrat Sahib was weak, and the hands could not write, and the body wasn't functioning fully, but there was no despair, no complaint. And what's the reason? Because the muttaqi never despairs. A normal common man, when he gets problems, difficulties in life, with these things and trials and challenges, Person gets more worried and in despair and distress. The illness doesn't pester a person that much. Illness doesn't pester a person too much. But it's the thoughts and the despair and the negative thinking that pester a person. So muttaqi doesn't have that. What's the reason for that? What's the reason? The reason is one, subhanallah. That they are accustomed to one action. And what is that? That they do dua to Allah. They ask to Allah. They supplicate to Allah. There's a quality Allah has generated in the life. Taqwa generates a quality, a feature in a person's life. Muttaqi, why isn't he scared and afraid? Because he keeps on asking from his Lord. Keeps on asking. When Allah Ta'ala says clearly, come to me, the angels announce, ask from me for forgiveness, ask from me for health, ask from me, I'll give to you, Allah Ta'ala says. However distress you, ask from me, from my treasure chest, is there anything lacking? If Allah is announcing himself, inviting himself, Malik-e Mulk, owner of the universe, who is owner of all the treasures, Allah says, ask from me, then will Allah not give? One king, if he announces, come, ask from me, will he not give? So in reality, the situation is that the muttaqi, he should have taqwa, consciousness of Allah that generates the feeling in him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah, their relationship, their connection becomes so strong, their yaqeen becomes so strong that Allah is only Allah who gives. Every action will be fulfilled through Allah. Every requirement will be fulfilled through Allah. When they plead to Allah through illness and problems and they do dua, kathira, then within them that despair is not there. It's finished. There will be no despair then. Rather, every challenge and test, they will persevere with ease. And they will get determination, encouragement, because they know that Allah is with them. Allah is with us. Allah will fulfill this requirement of us. And their yaqeen certainty goes high. And they're not scared of that scenario, that circumstance. But that person is scared who doesn't have any assistance, who doesn't enjoy when he does dua. He says, who shall I speak to? Two people, they're with each other. One man, he's walking with comfort, the other's distressed. And both have the same situation, scenario. One is, why are you sad and distressed and you're walking with ease? He says, I don't know about any problem. I'll go forward. And there are people who know me and I'll speak to them. And they'll listen to me and fulfill my need. And the other person who's upset will say, oh, I've got the same problem. But there's nobody who knows me. Who will I speak to? Who will I request to? Who will I request from? How will my requirement be fulfilled? So both conditions are different. The person who has that situation, where he knows where he'll go somewhere, and there'll be somebody who he knows and he can request from, and he'll fulfill his requirement. And he'll say that, I know, I've got a contact who can do something for me. So there's a difference between the muttaqi and the ghair muttaqi. The muttaqi is that person, for every issue he turns to Allah. He raises his hands to Allah. Allah Ta'ala says, for this reason in Ramadan, every moment, every second, Allah has kept dua, supplication, so we can get used to asking Allah for duas. For our own greed, for our own self, okay, we're asking for our children. Okay, we don't have children. Okay, we have some other issue or problem or severity that we're asking Allah Ta'ala to solve. Or we want to expand our shop to double the capacity or to pay off our debts. We're asking from Allah. Okay, fair enough. But at least we'll get habitual that my Rabb is there. He's listening to me. My Khaliq is present. There's somebody who knows me, who I know. In other words, doing dua, supplication, it makes a person very close to Allah, aware of Allah. And Allah becomes pleased upon this action that, look, my servant, he knows me. He hasn't seen me. He hasn't seen my paradise. He hasn't seen my angels that who are praying for him. But without seeing, he has so much yaqeen certainty that such a power is there that if I ask, Allah will give. So upon this yaqeen, certainty and conviction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately listens to his prayer, supplication. The person who despairs, has no hope, lacks hope, he's that person who has no assistance, no shade, no one helping. Oh, I've gone, I'm drowned, I'm finished. Oh, I'm gone, I'm done for. There's no assistance, no helper. And a person who doesn't see an assistance, and etc. But those who see the assistance, they never face a taqwa. What does this do? Alhamdulillah, elevates a person through dua, supplication. And dua is the tool for the muttaqi, the weapon for the muttaqi. That's why he's never upset. That's why I said about my Hazrat Sahib, these great qualities. That's what fast teaches us. In every moment of the fasting day, Allah Ta'ala has instilled a moment, just like explained suhoor, you're eating suhoor, you're doing duas, dua accepted. Iftar, doing dua accepted. Alhamdulillah, morning time, do dua, your dua is accepted. In every moment, second, is a time of acceptance. Do dua, ask from Allah, whatever you want to Allah will give. So if you get habitual in this, used to this, when you get used to this, then you'll become the muttaqi. Without this habit, you cannot be a muttaqi. If you cannot be a muttaqi, if you don't used to doing dua, lengthy duas, if you don't enjoy doing this, if you don't enjoy asking from Allah, your yaqeen should be so solid, whatever dua do to Allah, Allah will accept. And then He will never despair. He will never despair. So my brothers, colleagues, لَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah Ta'ala has given us Ramadan and the fast within Ramadan, and Allah has kept this factor, the common factor, to make everything for easy for us. And the most important thing to make everything easy is to do dua, supplicate to Allah. Present our needs, get used to this. When we get used to this, inshallah, during 30 days, then we'll become muttaqis due to this habit. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, He's also practiced this sign. So many things He's being advised about taqwa, and the important thing about taqwa is dua. So may Allah Ta'ala take us away from the group of the people of despair. In the difficult times, may Allah Ta'ala make us distance from despondence and frustration and giving up. May Allah give us strength and capability, and the way to do that is to do dua. May Allah Ta'ala give us opportunity to do dua whenever any difficulty comes, issue comes, illness comes. Don't despair. Don't get scared. Go straight to Allah's court. Allah's got all of the treasures and the solutions, and depend on Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala, whatever is happening, Allah Ta'ala is allowing to happen. This is Allah who makes the dead earth, the barren earth, alive. We say, oh, he's dead, he's deceased, throw him away. Allah will make alive those people. Yes? So life and death, risk, wealth, and situations, all are in Allah's control. We don't ask from Allah. So Ramadan is teaching us, ask from Allah. Ask from Allah. When you get used to asking, then despair will end. Difficulties will end. Worries will end. And you will get accustomed to depending on Allah. And this is the sign of the muttaqi. If we don't have this, then we cannot be the muttaqis. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. That we in our lives, we get accustomed to making supplications, du'as. And if we do this in Ramadan, every second, every moment, all day long, we should do du'as. We should wait, like we wait for a day, the Jummah will come, the special time will come, we do du'a, it'll be accepted. Or in the third part of the night, Allah will say, well, when you get up for tahajjud, then you pray and it'll be accepted. This happens in normal days during the year, isn't it? Or this is the time, you pray this salah, after that you do du'a, there'll be virtues. That time Allah says, the whole of Ramadan, day, night, every second, is the time of acceptance. Practice as much as you can. Allah has opened up the doors. And if you get used to this, you should get used to asking from Allah. If we don't get used to asking from Allah, if we don't get used to supplication, if we don't swallow this habit, then we cannot get the benefit. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Wa ahu da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Shafi'il mursaleen. Dahwa ilayhin al-habibil ameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد نبي الأمي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وهزلنا وجدنا وخطأنا وأمدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسرت وما أعلنت وما أصفت وأنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا غفار يا ستار اے میرے مولا اس پاک گھڑیوں میں پاک وقت میں پاک مہینوں میں یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ تو اپنا فضل فرما یا اللہ تم رحم فرما تو اپنا کرم فرما یا اللہ کرم خاص رحمت خاص سے نواز دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما دے ہماری پریشانیوں کو دور فرما دے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں میں سکون نصیب فرما دے ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ پورے عالم میں سکون نصیب فرما دے یا اللہ بلاؤں کو دور فرما مصیبتوں کو دور فرما ناگہانی بیماریوں کو دور فرما ناگہانی مصیبتوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ تو اپنا فضل و کرم کے فضل فرما دے یا اللہ تو اپنی رحمت خاص سے نواز دے، یا کریم پوری امت پہ تو رحم فرما دے، یا اللہ تو اپنے کرم فرما دے، میرے مولا جن بیماروں نے اپنی شفا کے لیے دعا کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا ان کو شفا نصیب فرما، جن پریشانوں نے اپنی پریشانی کے لیے کہا ہے میرے مولا ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما، روحانی جسمانی ہر قسم کی بیماریوں سے ہمیں نجات نصیب فرما، اے میرے مولا ہماری مسجدوں کو آباد فرما، یا اللہ ہماری مسجدوں کو آباد فرما، یا اللہ مسلیوں سے ہماری مسجدوں کو بھر دے یا کریم، یا اللہ تمام فتن و فسادوں سے ہمیں ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ تمام فتن و فسادوں سے ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا اللہ ہر دجال سے، یا اللہ ہر برے چیزوں سے، ہر چیز سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما میرے مولا، یا اللہ حاسدوں سے، جنات سے، یا اللہ جادوگروں سے تو ہماری حفاظت فرما، یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے، اپنے کرم سے، اپنے رحم سے میرے مولا ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ذکر میں جتنی بھی دعائیں مانگی ہیں تو ان کو قبول فرما، یا اللہ ان موقع پر جیسے اس گھڑی میں میرے مولا اس خاص گھڑی کے اندر جو بھی بڑے بڑے لوگوں نے دعائیں مانگی میرے مولا، انبیاء نے جب دعائیں مانگی ہیں، صاحب نے جب دعائیں مانگی، یا کریم تیرے تیرے پیارے بندوں نے جو دعائیں مانگی ہیں اللہ ہم ان دعاؤں میں ہمیں بھی تو شامل فرما، جن چیزوں کے پناہ مانگی میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم ان سے ہی پناہ مانگتے ہیں ہمیں پناہ نصیب فرما، یا رحم الرحمین، یا اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ تو ہمارے رزق میں برکت نصیب فرما، ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا، اے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گھروں کے ماحول کو تبدیل فرما، یا اللہ ہماری اولادوں کو ہماری آنکھوں کو ٹھنڈک بنا، یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمیں دین اسلام پہ زندہ رکھ، یا اللہ دین اسلام پہ ہمیں موت عطا فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے دین کو مضبوط عطا فرما، یا اللہ ہمارے یقینوں کو مضبوط کر دے، یا رحم الرحمین تو اپنے خاص فضل و کرم سے میرے مولا اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہماری آج کی تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما، وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الرحمین، سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. Oh.